dragons. They're not just mythology.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, The Dinosaurs of Eden.
I'm sure our listeners have heard of legends of a great flood from many people groups around the world. Many of these legends are actually very similar to the Bible's account of Noah's flood. For instance, the Australian Aborigines, before they even met missionaries, had stories about a global flood. They had three sons on a boat, and many other similarities to the Bible's account. The same can be said of the legends of the American Indians, Fijians, Eskimos, in fact, cultures all around the world. You know why? Well, these people are all descendants of Noah. They handed down the story of the flood to succeeding generations. Now, these stories changed over the years, but the similarities to the Bible are still there. I believe the same sort of thing happened with dragon legends. These stories are based on real encounters with real beasts. The stories exist all over the world. So when you read old history books about dragons, you suddenly realize they fit many of the descriptions we have for dinosaurs. Yes, dragons were probably dinosaurs.
Ken Ham has written an intriguing witnessing booklet on the Christ of Christmas, and he relates Christ's coming to what happened in Genesis chapter 3. Call and request 10 of these booklets for your donation of any size. Our toll-free line is 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Our nonprofit ministry can be reached at 888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org.